Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM, and I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. We opened with awesome sounds there, and taking us back to when I was young. Wow, God is so good. We gave you When the Roll is Called Up Yonder by Abby and Alida. And before it was, of course, Pastor Benjamin Dube featuring Kayam Tetra with the song You Will Never Leave. And the Lord will never leave me. The Lord will never leave you. He says, I will be with you till the end of the age. That's our God, and He is faithful. He keeps His word. Have you seen that sometimes when you're thinking He's not there, He speaks to you out of nowhere, you're like, oh, God still cares. Hey, Bona, He does care. He cares about you. He cares about your well-being. And that's why He's always there to guide you, to lead you, to also encourage and affirm you. That's our Father. And hello to Nicolene Khadebe. Hi. Saying thank you for playing When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. It reminds me of church, and my daughter, 4 years, sings her heart out because she loves the song. Ah, thank you. And hello to you and your daughter. Thank you so much for being with us. I am now family right here on Heart to Heart. I am now joined by Frick Pretorius, who's the Acting Senior Manager, Legal Services and Systematic Investigation from the Tax Umbert Office. How are you doing, Frick?
Good afternoon, Sibongile. Wonderful. And it's also wonderful to speak to your listeners this afternoon.
Thank you so much for giving us time to talk to you. I mean, the tax season is just around the corner, and some of us will be using the e-filing. But now there are certain things that we need to know about where e-filing is concerned. So thank you so much for giving us this time to go through these with you.
Thank you.
Frick, can you please unpack what e-filing profile hijacking is all about?
Thank you, Sibongile. Yeah, that's our latest possible systemic investigation that we are doing. We actually got permission from the minister in August last year to proceed with this investigation. Now, in a nutshell, e-filing profile hijacking happens when cyber criminals basically break into your tax, into your or taxpayer's online profile on the SARS e-filing system. And because they use this, they can access your file and file fake tax returns and steal refunds. And, you know, it's just a mess for a taxpayer to be in a situation like this.
So basically, it's like what we would call hacking, somebody hacking your profile in a way.
Nice word is cybercrime. Cyber criminals who's basically doing that. Yeah, they hack into your SARS system, and then go into your personal e-filing profile, change what they want to change, create refunds, and at the end of the day, you're going to sit with big problems because you're going to lose money. SARS is going to go after you because there was fraudulent tax returns. So yeah, it's just a mess, but we are making good progress in our investigation.
I thought that SARS had that locked on lockdown. I thought they made sure that if it's Sibongile, then it is Sibongile. If the person who's doing the e-filing, it's you. I wonder how would that be happening? But how is it affecting taxpayers, and how prevalent is it, and what urgent steps can be taken to address this, Frick?
Yeah, this e-filing profile hijacking can cause big financial losses, as I said, because the criminals can steal your tax refunds. It also creates stress and extra work for the victims that we could pick up. We need to fix these messes. And the problem is becoming more common, especially nowadays with the many complaints that's reported. So what I suggest that taxpayers and listeners do to protect themselves from being a possible victim of this systemic, of this e-file hijacking, is to regularly update your e-file password and use a strong and unique password, not like myself using my birth date. Yeah, make sure that you've got a strong password. And enable the two-factor authentication that's on your e-filing account. SARS introduced this now. It's the same as the banks where if you go in, it sends you OTP and things like
that.
And then keep an eye on your e-filing account for any unauthorized changes. If you see there's movement or things and you were not logged into your account, immediately report that suspicious activity to SARS right away. Don't wait, you know, to cover yourself.
So that at least if something happens, if something goes wrong, you have reported it on time as well.
Yes. And you've, I mean, you've got your case numbers and everything where SARS can see that you reported it. So if there's problems afterwards, let's say, for instance, penalties for overstatement or understatement on your tax returns, then you do have your case numbers to prove that you actually contacted them.
Sure. Hi, Frug, I'm just thinking about changing passwords. I know that we lock ourselves from our emails as well. Because of the,
I'm also going to change my password right away. Right away, just after that.
So just remember that the important part is to remember that password, because we do forget and lock ourselves out. But now, I've never heard of this. Yes, I've heard of people being hacked on their Facebooks, on their TikToks, like on social media platforms, even in their internet. But I've never heard of one being hijacked on their e-filing. So what type of complaints have you received from taxpayers in relation to e-filing profile hijacking?
Yeah, the bulk of our complaints is about unauthorized changes that's made in the taxpayers' details. So when they open the e-filing, they see, but my bank account has been changed, or I haven't submitted this return, or this return is not there, whatever the case may be. So, at the end of the day, what they can do, or what we've seen, is that there are actually fake tax returns which was filed, creating refunds. And these refunds pay out, and the moment the refund pay out, it goes to the hijacker's bank account. So the taxpayer is losing out big time in this respect. And another thing, bulk of the complaints is that the taxpayers mention that it's very difficult to regain control of their profiles after this incident. And they are not very satisfied with SARS's response time and support. Now, if you can think for yourself, if you are a tax practitioner, and you've got a business that you must file VAT returns and provisional tax returns and pay-as-you-earn returns, and you cannot go into the system to file those returns, it immediately kicks out penalties and interest because there are certain dates where you must do certain things and, you know, submit certain returns. So, and I think that's one of the main things lately that we received in respect of this systemic issue, is that the taxpayers and the tax practitioners cannot go into their clients' profiles, in order to be compliant.
Sure, Yanni. It is a problem in that regard. But now your office is also conducting a systematic investigation on e-filing profile hijackings, as you said. So what is this like really about, and how is a systemic investigation different from a standard investigation into a tax complaint?
Yeah, first of all, I hear that you mentioned system. It's a systemic. It's actually, that's a correct word that we use in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me explain to you, if we investigate a normal complaint that comes in, a matter that's outside of the ambit of this investigation now, normally what we do is we look at the mandate and see whether this complaint actually falls in our mandate. This means it must be against SARS.
Okay.
It must be in respect of a service issue But in any event, it must be a complaint against SARS. And then we also look at the exclusions, whether the taxpayer is falling in the ambit of the exclusion, the complaint, and then we look at whether the taxpayer exhausted. This is now for a normal complaint.
Okay.
And lastly, we also look whether it's another systemic issue, because we've got a lot of 9 open systemic issues at this stage.
Mm.
This is for a normal complaint. Now, a systemic investigation looks into the widespread issues which is affecting many taxpayers. So it's not just isolated cases. So this investigation aims to find out where SARS processes are failing and how we can do to improve them to prevent future hijackings and better support, you know, that's affecting the taxpayers. And that's how we do all our systemic investigations, as we monitor them, monitoring them every month, you know, in respect of this. So yeah, it's quite a big exercise to do this.
Yeah, it is. But now, how has SARS responded to these complaints and the investigation itself?
Let me tell you, I think that SARS is not doing bad. Now, since this investigation started, we could see that SARS has taken several steps, you know, in trying to resolve this. Well, first of all, they enhance the cybersecurity protocols, and they are monitoring the systems. And then, very importantly, they establish the two-factor authentication for logging into your e-filing. And that's helping tremendously, you know, to cut out this e-file profile hijacking. And then, furthermore, they are actually providing guidelines and support to taxpayers on how to protect the e-filing profiles. So, yeah, I think from SARS side, they're also trying to curb this systemic problem.
Is it a new trend, or is it something that has been there for some time now since the e-filing?
I think, you know what, there was always cyber criminals. You got your one or two cases in respect of fraud where taxpayers try to log into the e-filing systems. Yeah. But lately, or what triggered us to do this systemic investigation was the number of complaints that we received from the RCBs. And that will be your controlling bodies, your SIPAS and your SICAS and all those tax representatives. And because we see that this is a trend and the complaints is very in high number, and that's why we did the systemic investigation in respect. So, yes, there was. There will always be, you know, crime in respect of cyber things. But this one was a bit hectic, yeah.
So is it growing? Is it big now? Like, do we see more and more
you
such
know what?
Cases?
It is still there. We do get complaints on a weekly basis, but I think because of the fact that SARS is using the two-factor authentication and is making taxpayers more vigilant in respect of e-filing or their profiles or to protect their profiles, it is, you know, the numbers stays the same. It's not getting much higher at this stage. It's still there. It's very, very evident that it's still there.
All right. Let's take a break, Frick, and then come back to talk to you about the survey that you also have opened for our listeners to hear more about it and learn about and how they can engage and be part of this. So let's just take a break. We are coming back, family. I'm talking to Frick Pretorius from the Umbertex office, and we are talking about the e-filing profile hijacking. You can ask questions whilst he's still here, because once Frick is gone, I won't be able to answer those questions that you have for the Tax Umbert office. Let's take a break. We're coming back.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
That is Bongi and Colin. Be lifted. And I hope you enjoyed it. The time is exactly 23 minutes just before 1 on 657 AM on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And I'm not alone. I'm still with Frank Pretorius, all the way from the Tax Ombud office. We are talking about the e-filing profile hijacking. The lines are open for family members. If you have questions that you'd like to ask, maybe your profile was hijacked, or you're going through all the turmoil, you need some clarity, or you want to know something about the Tax Ombud office, he is here to talk to you. But yeah, they are currently running a survey, and yeah, let's find out more about it. So, Frank, tell us about the survey. You are trying to get taxpayers and businesses to share their challenges through a survey now. What are you hoping for, and what are you hoping to achieve with this exercise?
Yeah, thank you, Sibongile. Just to take you a step back, we actually partner up with our Australian counterparts, the Australian Tax Authority and the Tax Ombud that side, because more or less at the same time, or just a bit earlier than us, they also had a systemic investigation in respect of their e-file profile hijacking.
Mm-hmm.
So we learned a lot from them. We had various meetings, and they actually told us about the survey that they were doing. So we took the survey and we made it ours, and, you know, changed here and there. And the survey that they conducted actually helped getting the background from the taxpayers and the people affected, and it assisted them in doing their report. So the survey aims, the current one, to gather detailed information on the experiences and challenges that was faced by taxpayers or is faced by taxpayers regarding this profile hijacking. Mm. Now, this data will help us identify the trends. It will assess the effectiveness of current measures from SARS. It will develop recommendations to improve SARS's services.
Mm-hmm.
The security measures, so to speak. So what can happen is the taxpayers can participate in this survey by visiting our website,
mm-hmm.
which is www.taxombud.gov.za, and they can complete the online form. Alternatively, they can download this form, fill it out, and email it to the provided email address, which is on our website. But I can mm-hmm. just mention it's communications@taxombud.gov.za. And very importantly, this survey is only open until the 5th of March,
okay,
when it closes down. So if there's anyone who wants to participate in this survey, it will help us at the end of the day to compile our report. Our report must be done by August.
Okay.
It must be sent to the minister. So please, if you can just urge the listeners and everybody and their friends, and they must tell their friends to participate in this survey so that we can, you know, do a proper investigation and report to the minister.
So this survey, is it where the public can share their stories with you, or is there another platform besides the survey?
Yeah, they can share their stories with us. It's on our website, as I
okay.
said. They can download
using the same survey
online. Sorry, say again?
Using the same survey.
Yeah, the same survey.
Okay, Frank, you're disappearing. You are disappearing from us.
Can you hear me now?
Yebo.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. Yeah, the survey is online, or
uh-huh.
as I said, you can download the forms.
And share your stories right there. So is it an anonymous kind of survey, or you do mention your business, your name?
You know what? When I broke up, I actually explained that. So just to say it again, it's your privacy is absolutely protected.
Thank you.
You know, so you don't have to worry about it. There's also a disclaimer once you do the online survey. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. And also remember that we are bound by the oath of secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
So no information of yourself will go out anywhere. It will only be for purposes of investigation anonymously.
So now, because the findings have to be, or the report has to be drafted in August, when can we also expect the findings and the report on the issues?
It will probably be in the same month.
Oh, okay.
The report will be publicized, and so that's normally what the steps that's been taken to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's before that time. It all depends on how much information we have at our disposal to work through.
Mm-hmm.
But the deadline is August. I think it's the 14th of August, if I'm not mistaken.
And then on the 15th of August, that's when maybe. Am I moving too fast?
I think the minister must first read through it, and all those kind of things. And then, the process will continue from there.
All righty then. So, Frick, what do we say in closure to our family members who are listening, taxpayers in South Africa?
To the taxpayers in general, please be compliant with your taxes. Know your rights as a taxpayer. If there's anything that you need, any complaint that you have against SARS in respect of the mandate, whether it's a service issue, procedural, administrative, please come to our office.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also systemic issues, which is on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So if your complaint falls within that systemic issues, you do not have to go to SARS first.
Mm-hmm.
You can come straight to our office. If not, please go and exhaust the SARS internal complaint mechanisms before you come to our office. And then please be vigilant.
Yeah.
Don't be like me, use my password, my birth date and so on. Go and do a proper one. I'm going to do it afterwards. That's it. Just be compliant. Know your rights as a taxpayer. Mm-hmm. It's on our website, and you will not have any problems.
And the website again is?
It's www.taxombud.gov.za.
Wow, Frick, thank you so much for talking to us. And educating and empowering
us.
There's
a lot of information there.
All righty then. Thank you so much for talking to us, Frick, and for empowering us in this regard. And I'm hoping that businesses and individuals will just go and fill in that survey to help in the findings and also to help fight and curb this scourge of e-filing profile hijacking. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sibongile. It was an absolute pleasure.
Bye, sir.
And bye-bye to the listeners. Bye-bye.
And yes, my family, that, of course, is Frick from the TaxOmbud office. And we were talking about the e-filing profile hijacking. Now, on the 15th of August 2024, the office of the TaxOmbud announced that it sought and obtained approval from the Minister of Finance to conduct a review of possible systematic and emerging issues related to alleged SARS service failures in assisting taxpayers with e-filing profile hijack timelessly in terms of Section 16(1)(b) of the Tax Administration Act 28 of 2011. And this followed complaints and queries received by the Ombuds Tax Office from taxpayers and industry bodies, as well as the public workshop with SARS, taxpayers and industry bodies on the 13th of June 2024. And the Ombuds Tax Office is appealing to us taxpayers and taxpayer representatives to participate in the survey on their experience and challenges regarding e-filing profile hijacking. The objective of the survey is to collect information that will assist the TaxOmbud in its investigation and compilation of the report thereon. And to access the survey, you can go to their e-filing survey that you will find on www.taxumbert.gov.za. If you prefer to complete the survey manually, you can also download the form by clicking there on the e-filing survey. Once you get to the www.taxumbert.gov.za site, and after you have completed the form, you can email it to them at communication@taxumbert.gov.za. The survey is also accessible on the Office of the Tax Umbert website, which is again www.taxumbert.gov.za.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.